Blog Talk Radio.
I've been through the fire, and I've been through the flood. Broken in pieces, and left all alone. But through it all, God blessed me. And through it all, God kept me. And I still have a praise inside of me. Yes, I still have a praise inside of me. Can I get a witness here? Come on, fire, help me. Come on.
Oh, Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I still have a praise inside of me. I don't know about you, but I know I still have a praise inside of me. And listening to the words of that song, through it all, God kept me. And they've been and scorned. But I never gave up. I trusted in God. Through it all, God blessed me. And through it all, God kept me. Though I still have a praise inside of me. Glory to God. That just speaks so much life right now. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just praise you, Lord. We give you all the glory right now, Lord God. We give you all the honor right now, Father God. We just come to you right now, Lord God. All the listeners live on the air, Lord God. All those listening on Radio Land, Lord God. All those who seen this on the social network, Lord God. Bless them right now, Lord God. Bless them that they dialed up in faith. Bless them, Lord God, that they logged on, Lord God, expecting a word from you, Lord God. Forgive us of our sins, Lord God. Oh, God, make us whole, Lord God. Stir up the gifts inside of us, Lord God. Give us a revival in our mindset, in our heart, in our spirit. Lord God, quicken our body, Lord God. Drive out anything that is unlike you right now, Lord God. Oh, far away from us, Lord God. We love you because you have mighty, majestic hands. We love you because you blessed us with the breath of life, Lord God. We love you because we have yet another day to strive to be more like you, Lord God, and live like you and walk like you and speak like you, Lord God, and love like you. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, let us come together in unity, Lord God, so your miracles, signs, and wonders can follow the believers of God on the air, Lord God. We love you. Lord God, this is a line of worship, Lord God, a line of breakthrough, Lord God, a line of testimony, a line of encouragement, Lord God. So we give you the glory that we have another opportunity. People from all over the world, God, worshiping you, coming in unity on one accord. So let your power manifest in their life, Lord God. Let your healing manifest in their life, Lord God. Let your peace be in their mind, the peace that surpasses all understanding, Lord God. Touch our hands that we may bless and not hurt. Touch our feet that we may run and not be weary, Lord God. Touch our spirit, Lord God, that though we're dealing with temptation and struggles and letdowns and hardships, that we may be encouraged and that we may still give you a sacrificial praise and give you the honor and give you the glory for what you've done, sending your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our sins, Lord. Oh, we feel we're not worthy, Lord God, but you have equipped us with all power, Lord God, to go ye therefore, Lord God, out there and be that voice in the wilderness that we will cry, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord, Lord God. And we thank you for our spiritual gifts, our calling, the anointing on our life, Lord God, that peace, Lord God, that healing, Lord God. We thank you for that joy that you're downloading into us right now, God, as we give you glory and we give you the honor for what you're doing and for what you continue to do in and throughout our life. Welcome, 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 everyone. Thank you for coming back to a time of reflection. This is the vision of Pastor Adrienne Bernard. God bless her soul. I love her so much. I love her so much. Oh, God, I love her so much. Just bless her. I'm the co-host, Leslie Priest. And this month's Destiny Focus, we're focusing on the book of Acts. And today we're in the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 9. Be sure to get your Bible and come go with us to a higher place in the Lord, a higher place in the Spirit. We have a special anointed speaker on today who is going to deliver the word to the listeners, whether they're listening live, whether they're listening, you know, to the playback. We just speak blessings in your life. We speak blessings into your life. And thank you for being a part of New Destiny Ministries. Yes. So celebrate life right now. Celebrate yourself because you decided to steal away with God, just like Jesus said. Can't we tarry for 1 hour? When we come together and tarry in the Lord, I'm thankful for all the guests that are on the line today. Wow, you are blessed. So many of you, it is amazing to hear and see what God is going to do through our life today, through Pastor Miracle Burleson from God's Church International in Houston, Texas. This is a time of reflection. It's a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower the listeners to trust God in every area of their lives, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without one apology in the world. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we stand firmly upon our foundational scripture found in Ephesians 2:20, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. We air daily, Tuesday through Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number, if you want to call in, you know, to get your prayers answered and be live and share your testimony or share what God is doing through your life, or just to receive, you know, a word from the minister who speaks today, write down this call-in number. It's 858-683-1334. I'll just read that one more time, 858-683-1334. And you can call in with all segments, same number. Please email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com. Our email, any prayer request, any praise report that you would like to share on this broadcast, you can do that by mailing a letter. If you want to sow seed into New Destiny Ministries, trust and believe this is good ground. Pastor Adrienne Bernard, I know her personally, and she pays for this broadcast. This is not a freebie. She's working and sowing seeds to get this word out to others. So please do be a blessing to the ministry. She didn't ask. I'm just sharing that from my heart. New Destiny Ministries, P.O. Box 750-122, New Orleans, Louisiana, 70175. Also, we invite you to like our New Destiny Ministry page. I don't want to hold any longer. We're going to get right into this. I do want to let you all know this is technology. So if there's ever a moment of silence, just bear with us. Go into some high praise and some good prayer. And when we're able, we'll come back in right where we left off. What I'll do right now is unmute all lines so we can know which one is Pastor and Minister Miracle. She's so beautiful. I met her in New Orleans. Minister, are you there? Pastor Miracle? Okay, so what we'll do is we'll go into some worship and usher in the spirit and get prepared to receive the word of God. Glory.
Turn your worries into worship. Turn your problems into praise. These things that you're going through, God says it's just a phase. He'll give you peace in your panic. He'll give you calm in your storm. If you learn to worship Him, your troubles won't last that long. God wants to hear from you. God wants to hear from you. He desires your praise. Sow your hands to Him, let's raise. You've been waiting on a blessing, but He's waiting on a blessing from you. I know that you've been tested. I know that you've been tried. But in the midst of your test, he wants to be glorified. Whatever you're going through can't be compared to what you're going to. After your storm is over, the sun will shine for you. God wants to hear from you. Oh, he wants to hear from you. He desires your praise.
Thank you, Lord.
So your hands to him let's raise.
Open the line so that we can.
I'm waiting on a blessing from you. Let him hear from you. Let him hear from you. He desires your praise. So your hands to him let's raise. You know you've been waiting on a blessing. Oh, but he's waiting on a blessing from you.
He's going to check.
Never thought I'd win.
Oh, Lord,
I never
been.
In a lot of places. seen a lot of pain,
seen a lot of pain,
oh,
but I've never been
in this place, time and time again, never thought I'd win.
Okay, that's quite all right. So what we'll just do is go into testimony service. You can share a testimony if you want to. If not, that's okay, just to give a little time to see if the speaker is arriving. Caller ending in 4668, would you like to share a testimony? Not, you don't have to speak for.
Yeah, we don't have a. Hold on, let me check, okay?
Blessings, everyone. What I'm going to do is just go on with the word. One thing my mother taught me was to just be ready in season and out of season, and we're just going to continue to move forward. You know, this call is for God's word to move forward and encourage, impact, enlighten the lives of others. And I know you all called in, tuned in, ready to receive and accept the word of God, and that's what we're going to do. If you can grab your Bibles, we'll turn to Acts Chapter 8, Acts chapter 9. Chapter 8 was shared with us by Pastor Beatrice Martin yesterday. It was an encouraging and uplifting word. And we've been walking through the book of Acts together, and it's been one amazing journey where we've been learning about the church, the beginning of church, and how the disciples would come together and pray and how miracles, signs, and wonders would be performed in the midst of the believers and unbelievers. And many gave their lives to God. Many were healed. And it's a beautiful book to read and meditate upon, especially when you're a leader and you're walking in that boldness and you need that empowering and encouraging word. This word and walking through Acts has been wonderful for me. So let's pray and we'll get right into the word. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you glory and honor right now, Lord God. We do speak prayers and blessings over Pastor Miracle, just praying everything is well and okay. Lord God, I thank you for what you're doing in our life, Lord God, and how you're using us, Lord God, to minister to one another and encourage one another and lift up the Lord together, Lord God. So we come to you right now, Lord God, we cast our cares to you as we receive your word today, Lord God, and just go forth in the reading. Lord God, I pray that you can bless the hearers and the doers of his holy word on today. Hallelujah. So we're reading in Acts chapter 9, and I read the first 12 scriptures. You can follow along with me. And Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of Yahshua, went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogue, that if he were found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And he journeyed. He came near Damascus. Can you please mute your line? Thank you. And he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Can you
and he said,
him?
Thou okay. art, sir.
The doctor is requesting a your example, okay?
One second. Let's see if we can mute out that background noise there. And he said, who art thou, sir? And Yahshua said, I am Yahshua of the Nazareth, whom thou persecutest.
No, considering all the rain we've been getting.
It is hard for thee to kick against the prince. And he, trembling, astonished, said, Yahshua, what wilt thou have me to do? And Yahshua said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no men. And Saul arose from the earth. But when his eyes were opened, he saw no men. But they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. And he was 3 days without sight, and neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And Yahshua said to him in a vision, Ananias. And he said, behold, I am here, sir. And Yahshua said unto him, arise and go into the street which is called Straight. Whoa. And inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, he prayeth. And he hath seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming in and putting his hand on him, that he might receive his sight. I'll continue on. Then Ananias answered, sir, I have heard by many of this man how much evil he hath done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And here hath authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But Yahshua said unto him, go thy way, for he is a chosen vessel unto me, glory, to bear my name before nations and kings and children of Israel. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. Oh, and Ananias so went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, Yahshua that appeared unto thee in the way, as thou camest, hath sent me, that thou mightest receive thy sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately, it was as though scales had fallen from his eyes, and he received sight forthwith, and arose and was immersed. And when he had received food, he was strengthened. Then was Saul certain days with the disciples were at Damascus. And straightway he preached Yahshua in the synagogue, that he is the Son of Yahweh. But all that heard him were amazed. He said, Is not this he that destroyeth them which call on this name in Jerusalem, and came hither for that intent that he might bring them bound unto chief priests? But Saul increased the more in strength, and confounded the Jews which dwelt in Damascus, proving that Yahshua is indeed the Messiah. And I'll close there on verse 22. Please bear with me, everyone. I'm trying to mute out that background noise that we're picking up. I apologize about that. So in reading Acts chapter 9, we get to see what happens with prayer, with obedience, with following the instructions of our Lord and Savior. We also get to see miracles, and we get to see a testimony of what the Holy Spirit power can do in our lives. And then we also are able to see that mandate fulfilled in what the disciple did after receiving this miracle in his life. As we read, we can see that Yahshua is the Messiah. And this is something that we should share to our friends, to our family, to the world, to everyone out there in the nation. In reading this, I see here that this disciple had an encounter with Christ. And I don't know about you, but I would love to experience something as such, having an encounter with Christ. What kind of encounter did he receive? He received a special touch. He received a word given by Yahshua. Look here in Acts 9, verse 11. And Yahshua said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight. When I read that scripture, I kind of like jumped inwardly with joy, because I know God is calling us to walk the straight and narrow path. And he's also telling us to inquire, look upon, read, research, look into. And through prayer, he was allowed to see a vision. And in that vision, it showed Ananias, you know, putting his hand on him so that he could receive sight. I can think upon a time when, you know, I wasn't physically blind, but I was spiritually blind. Spiritually blind to the things of God. Spiritually blind in not reading my word. Spiritually blind by not following after the mandate, scriptures, and just the leading of Jesus Christ. And when I came to God, you know, when I gave my life to Him, when I received Christ in my heart, I can say I received my sight. And why do I say this? I say this because the things that I did before, I just wasn't comfortable in them anymore.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we can't understand it. All of that racket background.
Appreciative of what God was doing in my life before. But when I came to God, it's like I received sight to see the world in a new light, to walk in love, to share God's word that I'm learning with others, to come to Him, to ask and pray to receive the Holy Spirit. That gives us strength, because without it, it's hard to walk straight.
For
Jesus, I'm praying they lose their lines, but I'm just going to keep going in the will of God.
Ask them to mute it. Ask them to mute their lines. We can't hear or understand you. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you all for muting your lines.
They can't hardly hear you, Leslie. You got such a little light voice.
And I realized that he's in a better place.
Mute your lines, please. Mute your lines, please. Mute your lines, please. You're disturbing the service.
Mother, can you hear me loud and clear now?
Yeah, I can hear you right now. But when they get to talking and stuff, look like in a conversation, then I can't hear you. It drowns you out.
Okay, I do apologize about this. We don't have the switchboard available at this time. And I really want to express the power of the Holy Spirit that we receive through Jesus Christ. That's the main thing I would really want people to take home with them today. And we've been studying the book of Acts together, walking through the book of Acts, and we're now in chapter 9. And throughout these chapters, we're seeing unity in the body of Christ, unity in the believers, and the power, the miracles, signs, and wonders performed through them praying, through them coming together, and from them receiving the Holy Spirit. In that process, while we're reading and studying, we also see how the followers of Christ had to suffer as well. They performed miracles, signs, and wonders like Jesus. Jesus suffered the ultimate suffering on the cross. Thank God, you know, that we don't have to endure that suffering. But the followers of Christ did suffer. They were tormented by unbelievers. They were persecuted. You know, they were placed in jail. They were tossed about. They were lied on. They were scorned. They were so many things happened to these believers and these disciples and followers of Jesus Christ. But one thing that we can rest assured and see, they continued in faith. They continued in their walk with Christ. They continued to pray. They continued to fast. They continued to seek God to receive the power of the Holy Spirit. They were scorned, slayed, cut. All these different things were happening to these disciples. But they continued to pray. They continued to come together in unity. They continue to worship. They continue to move boldly. They continue to give and preach and teach the gospel of Christ so that men could believe it, they could see it. And Jesus is calling us to walk that straightway path too, to go into that street called straight, whatever it is in our lives, whether it's something holding us back or even those who are continuing to move forward and they don't have any things they're dealing with in life, we're all still persecuted. We're all still counted out because who we believe in. We're all endure this thing called life and trials and temptations and situations and hardship and sickness. But this word is here to give us light, to give us power, to equip us, to encourage us, to build us up, to inspire us, to let us know that Jesus is real, to let us know his power in the name of Jesus, to let us know he died for our sins, we can be forgiven and not walk in condemnation, and go out there and do the same things that our disciples are doing. It makes me think about when Jesus, you know, was calling these disciples from their lifestyle that they lived in. You know, that fisherman, you know, he just told them to just throw that down and follow me. And there's some things in our life that we just have to throw down and decide to follow Jesus and receive that Holy Spirit. And if we have it, to walk in the ultimate power with it. From the Holy Spirit and lay hands and pray and do what these disciples are doing before us, because we can do those same things. They're speaking the same word that we're reading. They're praying and worshiping the same God that we pray to and worship. So we can have that same power and that same spirit of boldness, and through the persecutions that come in our life, through our trials, through our setbacks, through, you know, the different seasons that we face, the suffering. It's in the word. We will suffer. For I will show him how great things he must suffer for my name's sake. That's what it says in Acts chapter 9:16. So it's not the season to complain in the midst of our suffering. It's the season to worship. Worship when our family members passed away. My uncle just passed away. My family's grieving. I'm grieving. But I have to worship and I have to go to God for strength and power, because the truth is he's in a better place. We really should mourn when someone's born into this world of wickedness and rejoice when they're going on to glory. They've reached their finish point. We live life eternal. Why are we so sad? We have to let go to gain. But we don't have to live this life powerless and empty and defeated and depressed and tormented. We can live a life of power with praise and prayer.
Together, one for another.
We can take the time out in church or take the time to come together and find out what's wrong with our fellow brothers and sisters, come together and pray that depression off of them and fast and push back our plates. And to the believers who know the word of God, is for me, now that I'm learning and covering myself in this word of God and really getting in here and reading it and seeing what God has for me to learn and apply to my life. When I look at the news, I'm like, God, I pray for this situation. I pray for that situation. It's nothing I can do physically. But for some reason, because of this word that I believe my prayers can go where I can't reach, to the hearts of man, to the spirit of man. The same way that Holy Spirit that we're learning about in this book of Acts can come to us, to our heart, to our spirit, how it can equip our life. You see, Saul was a person minute Christian once before God came into his life. He deliberately persecuted Christians. And then he had an encounter with Christ. He went blind for a few days, is what I'm reading here. Imagine that. Imagine you right now having sight in the midst of whatever you're doing. Some people are at work, some people are driving, and then all of a sudden you're blind. How would that affect your life right now? Can you imagine how Saul felt? I can. I'm like, what is going on? You know, like, what just happened? You know, praying and crying and I don't know. But he went blind. And it was a purpose in that, so that he can see the power of Yahshua, the power of Yahweh, our God, our Jesus. He had an encounter with Christ that changed his life. He went from a person who persecuted, killed, did all these torturous things to Christians, to a person who turned around, a turnaround. He did a life turnaround.
And became that person who empowered unbelievers to believe through the power of God. Believing, receiving his sight back, and preaching the word. See, I know I used to complain while going through the test. Why me, God? Why this God? Why that God? Complain. But I didn't. Do I deserve this? What did I do? And trying to condemn myself to figure out why was life happening to me. Not understanding that life happens to everybody. Everybody suffers for the will of God and to fight. But it wasn't to break me. It was to take that test that I went through to give me a testimony to share with the world. Hey, I'm that woman who was mistreated. I'm that woman who was abused. I'm that woman who had many addictions. I'm that woman who ran the streets. I'm that woman who did so many things that was against God's will. But can now say, hey, I'm that woman who went to Jesus. I'm that woman who asked him to forgive me of my sins. I'm that woman who asked him, point me in the direction and I'll go. I'm the one who said, show me. And because of that, I'm not that woman I was before I came to Jesus. I'm not blind. I can now see clearly when I look in the mirror my faults, and what I need to take to Jesus and pray for. I can look in my mirror when I anoint my head and say, God, and say that prayer, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. But deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I can say that and mean it and understand that everything I prayed through that scripture to God in heaven will come to pass. That he'll deliver me from evil. It's hard when people do bad things to me, but I can forgive them now and not ball up my fist and ready to go bang on their door and punch their lights out. I don't even want to do that. But that's the person who I was. Oh, you hurt me, I'm hurting you. You hurt my family, I'll hurt you. Now I take it to God. I pray at my altar. I'm teaching my children the Lord's Prayer. And I'm sharing what's on my heart today. Because we never know who's listening. We never know who might have just seen this recording by accident and decided to press play. You never know who wants to give up or battling depression. You don't know who has bills and they don't know which way to turn. You never know what a person is going through. You can see their face, their smile, or hear their voice, but you'll never know the trial that they're in. And somebody needs to know that, hey, I met this man, Yahshua, Jesus, the Messiah. I met him, and I was just like you, lost, broken, confused, hurting. dealing with all kind of tormenting spirits, thinking I'm confused. Oh, my God, I'm losing my mind. I don't want to live. I was that person. But I went to the altar one day on my knees, and I cried, and I said, God, I cannot do it. I can't take this no more. I can't handle the pressure. God, I release it to you. Help me. And spiritually, I felt a lift come off my shoulders. I felt like someone was right there with me. I felt held. I felt like a comfort. You know how you put on a comforter or a blanket? I felt in a warm, sweet place that smelled so good. And I knew he was real because I felt him. Somebody needs to feel Jesus through your voice, through your prayer, from your hands of feeding them, from going out and just giving a random homeless person some meals or do something to show the love that God gives us. And I'm telling you all, it will be hard for you to show that love without receiving the Holy Spirit. I just believe this is why Pastor Adrian has us walking through the book of Acts, to stir up the gifts within the believers, to remind them why we came to God, to remind us, hey, we're not that person we was yesterday, to show us, yes, we'll suffer. It's normal. Thank God we're not suffering like they did in the Bible. They went through so much worse. But we have to have a sacrificial praise within us that knows that Jesus has delivered us, that we will, that we do live a life eternal. It's death of the flesh, not death of the spirit. It's just this old fleshly body that's worn and used and tired that has to pass away. Our spirit lives on. We'll keep worshiping. We'll keep living. Yet we'll be in the presence of our Father. How glorious that'll be. So maybe, just maybe, if when we're going through our testing and our trials and our setbacks, we could think of what's to come. We could think of, I know I'm going through this, but I know God is using this to deliver sister or brother such and such. I know I'm coming out more than a conqueror. I know I'm coming out the head and not the tail. I know I'm coming up above and not beneath. I know I'm coming out the lenderer, not the borrower. I know I'm coming out with victory. I know I'm coming back and out and free from bondage. I know I'm coming out of depression. And I'm joyful. I know it because I have Jesus. Saul's life wasn't changed just to help him out and to free his life and free his soul from eternal hell. But his life, this one person, was connected to thousands. Come on, we're reading through Acts. Multitudes by the thousands were saved and healed. How many people have you told about Jesus today? Or yesterday? Are led to Jesus? Are prayed with?
I need some help over here.
If many praise God, if one praise God, if none, let's come to God together. Let's go deeper in this a little bit more. Let's get the full understanding and the concept of why God wants to empower us with the Holy Spirit. We are chosen. We are the ecclesia. We are the royal priesthood. We are his soldiers. And I am praying for these people who are chopping it up through the word of God. And I just pray that they hear the name of Jesus. If they don't hear anything else on this line today, I pray that they hear Jesus, because he wants to use us to be that voice in the wilderness that says, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. Come to him, repent. You don't have to be perfect. I remember, you know, when my mom wanted me to come to God. Oh, goodness, you guys will not believe this. She had to pay me to come to church. I wish my mom was on this line right now. She will tell you. My mother had to pay me $20 to get me to step foot in the church. And I would leave that church and spend that $20 on God forbid. Couldn't wait to get home to do what I needed, what I felt I needed to do. But one day, my mom paid me that $20 to show up to church. And I received the Holy Spirit. After church, I gave her her money back. And I said, you don't have to pay me. I want to be here. I want to do this, Mommy. Thank you. And crying before the Lord. God wants to take the stony heart. You see, Saul, in this chapter, the one who persecuted the Christians, the mean one, the envious one, the hater, the one with hate in his heart, rebellion, he tormented them Christians. He had a stony heart. But one encounter with Jesus Christ, just one encounter, just like that lady who touched him on the hem of his garment, that was one encounter. Just like the lady who was at the well, adulterous lady, sleeping with all these people, that one encounter. Saul had that one encounter. And his life was changed. A man who persecuted God's children, saved. Sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what the mothers of the church say. Because they had one encounter with Jesus. And a lot of us, even me, need a re-encounter with Jesus. And that's why we're in the book of Acts. To read for ourselves the power of God and His Holy Spirit. To see how He took imperfect people and gave them an encounter with Him and used them, miracles, signs, wonders, visions, filled them with the Holy Spirit. And immediately, just like Saul, he was blind, but Yahshua, I'm just going to read this out the Bible. I won't even paraphrase this. We're on chapter 9, verse 17. And Ananias went his way and entered into the house, and putting his hands on him, said, Brother Saul, Yahshua, that appeared that unto thee in thy way as thy camest, hath sent me, that thou might receive thy sight. Who is going to allow God to send them out there today so that others could receive sight? Yahshua, that appeared unto thee in thy way as thou camest, hath sent me that thou might receive sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And immediately, I'm in verse 18, chapter 9, and immediately, it was as though scales had fallen from his eyes, and he received sight, forthwith and arose, and was immersed. And when he had received food, he was strengthened. He went 3 days, nothing to eat, nothing, you know, pushing that plate, prayer, coming, getting sent to do God's will, to lay your hands on others so that they may receive sight and strength from Jesus. And that's all I want to share. That's all God's given me on behalf of this word. I didn't study this. We're just reading this together. I'm just learning this right now. And that's why I love this word of God. It teaches us things I didn't know. But once we know it, that we have power, that we are equipped, that we can come to Him, that we can receive the Holy Spirit, that we can do mighty works in Him, then we truly have received Christ in this word. And after Saul was healed, he didn't even say, just thank God, oh, I have my sight back, I'm done. No. Saul went straightway, if you read Acts chapter 9:20, straightway he preached Yahshua in the synagogue, and that he is the Son of Yahweh. But all that heard him were amazed and said, is this not the one that destroyed them which called on his name in Jerusalem? Come hither So people who seen Saul and knew him and knew that he persecuted these Christians and knew that he tormented the people of God, this man was touched by God and changed. And just by people seeing the change that God wants to do in your life, or people seeing the change that takes place and that transformation, and how he'll take you your old ways and your old looks and your old habits and your old thinking and give you a new look, a new mantle of glory upon your life, power and boldness. God took me, a woman close to 300 pounds, and stripped half my weight. He took thyroids away. He took diabetes away. He took high blood pressure away. And he gave my 5 children a new mother who loves to live life.
I wouldn't want her around me right now.
I have poor health and dying.
Oh my God.
In and out the hospital.
My pretty much grown.
To a vibrant woman.
My daughter Alex,
who's enthused about Christ and willing to share with others what he's doing in my life to impact others. So let's just pray. Father God, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Acts chapter 9. We thank you for these words of wisdom in this Bible that teach us of your miracle, of your signs, of your wonders, how your Holy Spirit operates and works through the others, Lord God. We are thankful today, Lord God, that we can see that you took Saul, a man who persecuted Christians, who tormented them, killed them, did all kinds of things. You took this man and gave him an encounter with you, Christ Jesus. You removed the scale from his eyes. He once was blind, but now he sees, and he's running and doing the things for God through this word that we're reading in Acts, Lord. Allow us to have this encounter. Give us an encounter with you today, Christ. Remove the scales off our eyes right now, Christ Jesus, Yahshua, the Messiah, the Son of Yahweh. We believe you. We ask you to come into our heart, come into our spirit. Father, give us the Holy Spirit empowering, encountering, life-changing moment with you right now in the blood of Jesus through the power of his might. And allow us to see differently after today. That when we read the word of the Bible, we read it with life, and we read it with excitement, and we share it with our friends and family, Lord God.
I really need to pray about
give us an encounter. Someone who's sick right now, someone whose body is aching right now, under the sound of our voice, because we're coming together in unity, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Yahshua, the Messiah. Because we believe in God. Heal their body, God. Touch their body. Let them feel the warmth of your love, Lord. Give them an encounter like you gave me where I didn't feel alone. I couldn't feel alone because I was comforted in your grace and your spirit and your mercy. Give them the Holy Spirit boldness that they need to fulfill their calling within the fivefold ecclesia. Within the church, Lord God. Allow them to know their gift of the Spirit, their gift, their spiritual gift, that calling on their life. Whether it's to preach, teach, prophesy, pray, uplift, encourage, love. Lord God, allow us to do your work, to care for the orphans, to care for the widows, to care for the lost, the sick and shut in, and move in power, and move in might, and move in strength, Lord. Teach us to move in unity with boldness, Lord God.
So I just cut all those people off. I'm finding it, I feel better that I don't even have that, you know, really Facebook, but when I am on there, those people are not a part of my life anymore. I mean, I love treasure, but I don't see her in this word of God. Too often, you know, you love people, but sometimes I'm at the point now where I have to be me. My daughter's secure, and my other children are doing well. They're doing well. They're concerned about me. And they kind of want me to just come to Atlanta, Mama. You don't even have to. I don't want my kids to be here. I raised them to be intended, and this is just something I'm going through. And yeah, I have to. So besides, hello? You know, I hate when I miss because there's so much going on sometimes I have to miss. I'm trying to stand strong in the midst of everything. Today I kind of woke up on the wrong foot. I don't know, sleeping with kids. So it kind of makes me on edge, you know. I'm the kind of person with my own children. So it looks just this scenario, some of them, you know, play when it comes time to get up, get ready, let's go to school, let's do this. And I'm not that kind of person. I wake up at 5. And I know I don't have to be nowhere at 5. But I'm up at 5, I'm in my word, I'm you know, I mean, you got to get up. So why am I dragging you off the bed? And I'm talking to her. I'm like, look, sometimes we do parenting class.
Okay.
You can't.
Hello.
Kids run over and call you out today. And that kind of thing.
Hello.
So,
hello.
Is Minister
struggle
being
there? I'm
heard me?
From the doctor just now. I'm some little anxiety keeping
Minister
up, some depression keeping up. Nothing had that when I was. There.
I don't know, Leslie. What happened to her?
I was going through.
I don't know. Maybe she fell off for a minute.
So,
yeah,
something
happened.
I'm
right.
trying to get the other people's attention. Hello.
Yeah, I don't know who all of that's talking in the background.
I don't know. They got their phone off
bored.
The hook.
This is wrong.
Yeah,
from the
bay.
Okay.
Yeah, I
know. And every time I, you know, I tried to leave here,
Make sure they're able to see the phone.
I know she asked them to mute it. Look like, I don't know, can they hear it or what?
Maybe it's a